Exclusive: Michael Savage warns U.S. will never recover from Biden open border assault. We've crossed the inflection point. By Joshua Klein on September 26, 2021. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Thursday, conservative radio legend Michael Savage warned the Biden administration is seeking to dissolve the country as it passes the inflection point, while highlighting key contributing factors including the rapid flooding of the nation with illegal immigrants in order to overwhelm the system and destroy what he terms the three pillars that define a nation: borders, language, and culture. The interview began with Savage addressing President Joe Biden's recent declaration that our nation and the world stands at an inflection point in history during his first address before the UN General Assembly on Tuesday. "Who put us here?" asked Savage, who was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016. "Borders, language, and culture." Asked about the border situation, of which Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was recently accused of lying about as well as hiding data related to the ongoing border crisis due to surging numbers of migrants, Savage had harsh words. "Where did that creep come from? Where did they get him from? Isn't he a former Obama guy?" he asked. "How does he get away with openly lying that they're deporting Haitians when everyone knows they're dispersing them throughout America, which is destroying the nation?" He also expressed his belief that America lacks hope of recovery from the assault on the nation's border. "The U.S. will never recover from this, by the way. Ever," he said, "and I don't want to hear that they're just like the European Americans who came in here and their ancestors. I'm not going to listen to this garbage anymore." Savage recalled his long-stated view that borders, language, and culture define a nation. "I've been using the tagline borders, language and culture since 1994 because we all know that borders define a nation. Language defines a nation, and culture defines a nation," he said. "Everything stems from these three concepts." He then accused the Biden administration of seeking to dissolve the country through an all-out assault against those pillars that define a nation. "Now everyone knows this except the administration, which does not believe in borders, language and culture," he said. "They want to melt us down. They want to dissolve America into a part of the New World Order, which sounds conspiratorial, right-wing conspiratorial, but you and I both know it's true," he added. Blaming the radical left for the nation's ruin and melting it down into a cesspool in a matter of months, Savage highlighted the role of the media and Democrat politicians. "The fact of the matter is the media is complicit, as you well know," he stated. "We keep hearing the 11 million illegals need to be normalized. That number has been the same for 25 years. I would guesstimate that 60 million illegals are already in this country," he added, which explains how totally corrupt Democrat politicians can remain in office for so many years while taxpayers scratch their heads and say, "But I voted against that person." He also accused the media of pushing false narratives such as collusion between former President Trump and Russia, which we all know now is false. "Now they have several new false narratives: illegal immigrants all come into work, the border patrol is racist, etc.," he said. He then pointed to the overwhelming costs of allowing a surge of illegal immigrants as well as the destructive cultural effects of an open border policy. "It's probably 60 million illegals, and probably 30 million of them vote. The cost is overwhelming to our schools, to our hospitals, to our police," he said. "The tab is almost, you can't calculate it. How much are we spending per year on students of whom many are illegal immigrants who don't even speak English?" he asked. "How much of our educational system is being spent on English as a second language to cater to these illegal alien children at the cost of our own children not learning the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic?" Highlighting the damage being done to taxpayers, Savage also noted the complicity of others. "This is one of the cruelest jokes being played on the American taxpayers, and it's being done with the complicity of the Wolf Blitzers," he said, "and the fact of the matter is it just got to the point now, not the inflection point, where we can never come back from what Biden just did to us with the Haitians." He then described the large-scale invasion of Central Americans from the southern border as the most lawless abuse of power I've ever seen in my entire life, both in and out of politics. "The Biden criminal gang is not following any law. They're just flooding the nation as quickly as they can to overwhelm the system and get as many illegal aliens into this nation as fast as possible," he said. Ask the police in South Florida about the Haitians who have come to that part of the nation, he added. Ask them about the shootouts, the drug gangs. He also described the hypocrisy of constantly attacking law enforcement while ignoring immigration crimes. Don't look into the flood of illegals, look into the Border Patrol. Overwhelmed, outnumbered and overrun, he said. Mocking those who seek to investigate Border Patrol agents simply doing their job. It's a false narrative used to stoke fear, which leads to dependence on a Democrat party, he added. Savage also pondered what citizens could possibly do when the country is being ruled by almost a Gestapo of liars. I hate to use the word Gestapo because right away they say you are overemphasizing the analogy to the Third Reich, he said. Well, what is this like when you have a lying, criminal government with zero truth, and truth means nothing to them? It's lie, 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 deny, 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 delay, 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 he added. This is a fever of liars and criminals running this country. Savage went on to claim he was not aware of anyone, neither those struggling to make a living nor the wealthy, who are not in agony over the relentless mass flooding of immigrants into the United States. Where will we house and clothe and feed these economic refugees from all corners of the globe who are setting up their camp around the nation? Where's the money gonna come from? He asked. I don't know the answer to that. He also noted the matter is compounded by existent issues in major cities. How do we take care of all these illegal aliens when we have armies of bums in the streets of America right now? We have the Night of the Living Dead walking around San Francisco, New York City, Los Angeles, and now we're bringing in more illegal aliens? Who's going to pay for it? Where's the finance for this? They're all going to work amongst this horde of uneducated, unvaccinated, unvetted army? First from Afghanistan, we forgot about that already. 100,000, at least, Afghans are being brought into this country, dispersed throughout America, mainly in Republican voting districts, he added. Now the Haitians. Where does this end? He asked. Democrats. Calling life under the notorious President Biden the Night of the Living Dead. Savage expressed little confidence in the president's ability to serve out his term. We all know that Biden is not going to finish his term, he said. We're wishing him the best, but the fact of the matter is we know he is in serious mental decline, he added. Everyone can see that he's being covered for by the Gestapo around him. Despite the narrative that he's in charge and he knows what he is doing, according to Savage, everyone knows the king has no clothes. The king is a senile mess and waiting in the wings is the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi wing of the Demon Cat Party, and that's in the form of Vice President Kamala Harris, who is perhaps the most incompetent, corrupt, despised person in American politics, I would say, next to Nancy Pelosi, he said. That is who will be running this nation. So as bad as things are now, once Biden is taken out of office because he could no longer even stand on his own, he added. I believe that it will be Pelosi running the world if she is not already running it behind the scenes. He also blamed Democrats for looting the nation for over a year. They had paid hooligans in the streets, most notably in Portland and in Seattle, he said. They paid these hooligans, the Antifa barbarians, the BLM, Black Lives Matter, criminals, he added. They were paid for, lock, stock and barrel, behind the scenes. Calling it a war on America's middle class, he claimed the country's deterioration began long ago. It most visibly was seen with the tearing down of statues by Antifa and BLM, the criminal organizations, he said, and now they're tearing the nation itself down where the enemy without has become the enemy within. Mass hysteria of the left. Savage compared the mass hysteria in the country to a phenomenon in dogs whereby an external stimulus that excites one then spreads to others. There is a thing called mass hysteria, and I would say that the liberals in this country, if you want to call them that, the progressives, are simply like dogs who are suffering from a phenomenon in the pet world called terrier frenzy, he said. In time, this frenzy burns itself off, but if there are two terriers, the action of the first will trigger a similar response in the second, and the frenzy of the second dog will reignite the first and typically send that dog into an even greater frenzy, he continued. And so it goes until the two dogs have completely lost control. God help you if there are three terriers, he added. But God help us when there are hundreds of them in Congress. He then described current events as a manifestation of such mass hysteria. This mass hysteria, by the way, is what we are seeing, he said. We are seeing mass hysteria where no matter what happens to the nation that is destroying it, they scream the typical words, racism, 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 he added. Quoting his 2018 book Stop Mass Hysteria, Savage blamed mass hysterics for the flooding of America with totally unabsorbable masses of illegal aliens, which he claimed was in order to destroy the U.S. and the middle class. Having forewarned that the entire system is at risk while urging for the mass hysteria to be identified as the partisan, anti-American force it is and stopped if our republic is to survive. Savage lamented, unfortunately, no one heeded the warning. Now I think that I have to agree with President Joe Biden on something, we have crossed the inflection point, he said. He has done it, which is the classic big lie. First, you commit the crime and say there's a big crime, and, then, point the fingers at others, he added. Calling the hysteria a form of PTSD, Savage blamed the entire left for perpetuating it. The Democrats, most particularly the Squad, are purveyors of Nazi Germany propaganda minister Goebbels level lies, he said. But the voters in America sadly rejected former President Donald Trump for a second term. Let's not go into the election fraud or any of that, he added. Referring to his 2012 book Trickle Down Tyranny, he claimed to have written a script for a president who could save our nation. That person was Donald Trump, as flawed as he is, he said. When we elected him, I said if we get 10% of what he promises, it will be 110% more than what we will get with Hillary Clinton. Was I wrong? No, I was 100% right, he added. Noting that people are prone to put down Donald Trump, Savage claimed the former president was the country's only hope. The fact of the matter is he was the only firewall that we had between us and what is happening right now, he said. And we now have exactly what I predicted with Biden. We have unpatriotic generals, and we have lying health officials, he added. He also argued that with Biden in power, white trash is running America. I know those are strong words, but a definition of trash in the human being is no principles, no honor, and out only for themselves and their grifter families, he said. He also pondered how one deals with irrational people. How do you deal with people who are irrational? How do you deal with a Rep. Maxine Waters who is a total jackass liar? He asked. She gets up and gives a speech about the Haitians who have overrun the country and says that we are now a Gestapo and it's worse than slavery, he added. How do you deal with that when you have vermin in the media like anchors, Wolf Blitzer, Anderson Cooper, and Jake Tapper and the others who typify to me the worst people in the history of the nation? He then lamented the situation whereby the hysterical people believe them and their lies. The big jest, lie is, that, we're a nation of immigrants. The next big lie is that there are only 11 million illegal aliens. And, the next big lie is they all come here to work, he said. But they're not alone, he added. There are people in the media who call themselves conservatives who actually agree with it. They're ecstatic about this mass immigration to the United States. Republicans. Savage continued by noting the lack of serious Republican leadership in the fight over these critical issues. The question is, where is the Republican leadership? He asked. When has Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell last stood up and said something about all of this? He also accused Republicans of sharing identical interests with Democrats. You know, and I know that the Republicans want the flood of illegal aliens because they have the same exact interests against the working middle-class Americans that the Democrats do, he said. That's a given. Mitch McConnell is exactly part of the problem, as are the fake conservatives in the media, who are saying nothing about it other than we have to be nice to the illegal aliens, he added. Why not deport all of them? Asked about former President George W. Bush appearing to use his speech commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to compare January 6th Capitol protesters to the Islamic terrorists who viciously attacked America, killing nearly 3,000 innocents and wounding more than double that number, Savage reserved harsh words for what he termed the Bush dynasty. George Bush is part of the Bush dynasty, and the Bush dynasty, as you well know, is an open borders internationalist dynasty, he said. And they're no different than the Republican National Committee, the RNC. The nation is now seeing clearly what I truthfully said while Bush was in power. when he tripled the national debt, and I called him a fiscal socialist at the time, and this was a long time ago, he added. So there's nothing new under the sun with Bush, nothing at all. However, according to Savage, the Bushes are far from alone. The real issue here is that they are not alone, he said. As I say, it's a Republican corporate media that is on the same side. And what they're doing is basically demolishing the United States as we know it, and nobody knows how this ends, he added. Claiming the U.S. has gone from a melting pot to a chamber pot in 9 short months under the most senile and willfully criminal presidency in American history, he again accused Republicans of cooperation. Where are the Republicans? He asked. They're agreeing with him. The fact of the matter is we have no opposition party whatsoever, he added. It's a one-party system, Democrats Republicrats, as I've said since 1994. The future. Stating that the country and economy are already built on sand, Savage shared his views on what the future holds if things persist. We're living through an age of gilded speculation, not unlike the 1920s before the crash, he said, and they're just keeping it going through sheer willpower and deceit. It will crash, he continued, and when it crashes and everything falls down around all of us, who is going to pay for all of this is the question. What is going to happen in this country when the country collapses? He asked. When the nation's economy finally reflects the reality, who's going to pay for all of this? He also reiterated that the nation's very survival is at stake. I don't think we can ever survive this, he said. The dam has been broken, and I'm standing there watching the water flooding the country and overrunning, and riding over me. Savage claimed that sharing the truth through his podcast and tweets was all that's left to do. Every day when I get up and I say, what difference does it make? The answer to me is, and those of us listening to the podcast or in the media or working to stop this insanity, think of it this way, it's one small step for humanity, he said. In other words, my tweets, my podcast, how I see it, they're small steps for humanity. That's all we can do, he added. Calling on humanity to take small steps, he admitted that he wasn't aware of what more could be done. I don't know what else to tell people, other than, they have to speak about it. They can't just shrug and say, I can't do anything about it, he said. Everything begins with the people, he added. We might just be able to get the country back. How? I don't know, it's so long out. Calling ridicule the last refuge that we have, he urged the people to ridicule that senile bastard in the White House, ridicule the scum around him, and ridicule the Gestapo around him. Savage admitted he was personally troubled by America's current state, though his love for country remains. I actually love this nation, he said. He then suggested only divine intervention could prevent the country's demise. I don't know how in the world it happened so fast other than the government media complex and purely evil forces of greed, he said. We literally need a divine intervention to stop what's happening. By the grace of God we shall survive, he added. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.